Similar contingents from the U.S. Naval, Air Force, and Coast Guard academies followed, striding in precision, heads high, eyes focused straight ahead as they reached the bottom of the hill and passed us. I heard the clopping of hooves before 7 pale gray horses trotted from the Capitol grounds. 6 of the horses moved in formation, 2 following 2 following 2. The 7th horse marched at the head of the column to their left. All 7 horses were saddled, but only the left-hand 3 and the horse at the head of the column carried riders. Uniformed members of the U.S. Army's Old Guard unit. The 6 horses in formation pulled the 100-year-old black caisson that bore the flag-draped coffin of the late President of the United States. Behind the caisson, a black riderless horse, known as a caparisoned steed, shook its head and danced against the reins held by another member of the Old Guard. The late president's personal riding boots were turned backward in the stirrups.
"Why do they do that?"
Ali asked in a soft voice.
"It's a military tradition that signifies the fallen commander," Nana whispered. "They did the same thing at President Kennedy's funeral almost 60 years ago."
I wasn't alive when JFK was president, but Nana had told me that it had been a time of great hope in the country because of its young leader and that hearing of his assassination had felt like a kick in the gut. I'd felt the same way when Bree called me to say that Catherine Grant had collapsed in the Oval Office and died at age 47, leaving behind a husband, 2 10-year-old daughters, and a stunned and grieving nation. President Grant had been among the rarest of creatures in American politics, someone who actually managed to bring opposing sides together for the benefit of the country, and she'd done it by sheer force of her empathetic personality, her piercing brilliance, and her self-deprecating wit. 72 hours after celebrating her first year in office, President Grant had been meeting with her military advisors when she suddenly complained of dizziness and seemed confused, then fell to the floor behind her desk. She died within moments. Her doctors were stunned. The late president had been in top physical condition, and she had passed a rigorous physical exam with flying colors not 2 months before. But the pathologists at Bethesda Naval Hospital said that Grant had succumbed to a fast-growing tumor that had enveloped her internal carotid artery, essentially interrupting the blood flow to most of her brain. No one could have saved her. Part 1, 5 days later. Snow fell as Sean Lawler slipped into a narrow alley in Georgetown. A ruddy-skinned man with a salt-and-pepper beard and unruly hair. Lawler was dressed in dark clothes, gloves, and a snap-brimmed cap with the air flaps down. Forecasts were calling for 6 inches before dawn, and he planned to be finished and gone long before the storm ended. Lawler padded to the rear gate of a beautiful old brick townhouse that faced 35th Street. After a long, slow look around, he climbed the gate and crossed a small terrace to a door he'd picked earlier in the evening after bypassing the alarm system. Lawler shut the door quietly behind him. He stood a moment, listening intently. Hearing nothing to disturb him, he brushed off snow while waiting for his eyes to adjust. Then he put blue surgical booties over his boots and walked down a hallway to the kitchen. He pushed aside a chair, which made a squeaking noise on the tile floor. It didn't matter. There was no one home. The owners spent their winters in Palm Beach. Lawler went to a door on the other side of the kitchen, opened it, and stepped down onto a set of steep wooden stairs. He closed his eyes and flipped on the light. After waiting again for his vision to adjust, Lawler climbed down the stairs into a small, musty basement piled with boxes and old furniture. He ignored all of it and went to a workbench with tools hanging from a pegboard on the wall. He shrugged off the knapsack he carried, traded his leather gloves for latex ones, unzipped the bag, and retrieved 4 bubble-wrapped packages which he laid on the bench.